T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It's Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, our average days, I think, you and I are very similar, Stoney. We come in, we do the show, we do some stuff after the show, maybe you go to practice, whatever. And then at some point during the day, between the hours of, shall we say, 1 and 5 o'clock, there is a nap.
Yes, indeed.
Right. Big fan of the nap. Yesterday, no nap for me. And the reason why is because I had to have some guys come out to look at some tree removal.
Oh.
Got to get the trees taken out.
We had a guy come out yesterday, too, for like a little bush stuff they have to get rid of.
Really?
Yeah, little shrub stuff.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I was confused for a second.
No. I'm not privy to...
Anyway.
I'm not there witnessing that.
Christy says to me yesterday, she goes, I really think Heather is now disgusted by both you and Stoney.
I just sit here and shake my head.
I said, I think she's disgusted by Stoney, not by me. And she goes, no, I think she's disgusted by both of you. And I was like, really?
Well, probably more me.
And I was like, oh, God, now I got to watch what I say.
Because I'm older, so I haven't come across.
But then you set me up like that. What am I supposed to do?
I know.
Let it go by?
Hey, come on.
So now I'm like covering my face so Heather can't see
right,
me.
I'm like K-Rod last year. I just like throw them up there and you knock them out of the park.
Right. So anyway,
Thank you for listening, Christy.
One of the trees that we have to have removed is like on the very back part of where my house is, like backyard, back left corner. Like you can't even see it from my house. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really? Like, and you know, tree removal, and this tree's not getting removed, just getting pruned a little bit. It's not even, it's very expensive.
It's very expensive.
Yeah. And look, those guys, there's a lot that goes into it, tree removal, all that stuff. I'm not second guessing that. But it's like, it is the money that at some point we all have to spend, which is very difficult to spend.
Do you really have to spend that money?
Well, that's a great question. And so that's actually the topic at hand here, which is, what is the money in your life that you spend that you find to be the biggest waste of money or the most difficult to part with? Okay. Look, there's certain things you got to do. We all understand that. Yes. I was actually talking to our friend Todd Redden, who's our promotions coordinator out there, and he's getting set to pay, because I saw the envelope on his desk, his summer taxes.
Oh. Yes, I know.
And
yes.
Summer taxes are a massive kick in the you-know-where.
Yes, they are.
Winter taxes, it's like, winter taxes, not that bad.
I don't know
summer
about
taxes
Troy,
are
know
like,
about,
oh, my God.
I don't know about in Troy, but in West Bloomfield, we get the summer tax bill like probably late June. But it's not due till like the middle of September.
Same.
And it just sits there.
And I pay it at the middle of September.
Yeah.
There was one year where I literally had to go to the treasurer's office in the city of Troy to pay my bill on the day it was due.
Here's something. I digress a little bit. Here's something stupid that I guess it's really dumb because it costs me more money. But if you pay for your taxes and sometimes other purchases via credit card, you get charged like a 3% upcharge because it's a credit card. I'll still do it because I get the mileage point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
So I always pay
by check. I try to figure out if it's, you know.
I pay in pennies.
If it's
just to screw them. Screw the man. Yeah.
I try to figure out if it's worth it. You know, I figure out 3%, you know, and it's probably not worth it, but I like, you know.
You like those points.
It makes you think it's worth it.
Because down the road, you feel like you have more free money, if
yes,
you will.
Yes, exactly.
So I, you know, but again, you got to pay your taxes. You got to pay your car payment. You know.
But does it really, especially in your case where the tree is way back, let's say, forgetting it's a pruning deal. Suppose it was tree removal because the tree died. Who cares?
My neighbors. Because the way my house is set up, or our neighborhood is set up, it's like, it basically is every house has a shared lawn.
Okay.
Like you could go into my back lawn and you could walk through everybody else's back lawn because it's all interconnected.
Right.
So,
yeah, he doesn't have a moat.
I got no moat. Yes. Yeah. I don't live on my own land.
Neither do I.
I don't have acres. So anyway, so my back left corner, which I can't see, is right in the prime of two of my neighbors' backyards. Okay, so they see it all the time.
Right.
So anyway, what happened like a month and a half ago is a tree branch snapped down. So it was, you know, it was still connected to the tree, but it was laying on the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was high enough that I couldn't reach it with a regular conventional saw. So I took one of those long telescopic pruning shears and I started to saw, and I got really tired because it was thick and I was like, screw this. So I grabbed the branch and I just basically yanked it down.
Right.
And so now there's just this huge, like, it looks terrible. So they're going to come back and shave it off and make it look better and so on and so forth. Okay, fine. I say all that to say I got to do it.
Yeah.
But I hate spending money on something that I do not see.
It's something you don't benefit from.
No way.
And that's the worst thing to spend money on.
Exactly. I mean, a few years ago, thanks to the fine folks at Miller, but we paid for it. I just want to make that very clear. We redid our front walk in our house because Christy really wanted to. And I was like, I drive in, I go into my garage, and I walk in the back door. The only people who use the front walk are the mailman and the UPS guy and no one else.
Yeah, but it makes your house look nicer.
I disagree, but she
would agree.
Gives you
nice curb appeal. I'm all for that.
All right. But it was a tough check to write. Let me just put it that way, because it's like, I don't feel like it makes my house. It doesn't make my life any better. Let me put it that way.
It's like our brick that we have walking up to the house. The brick pavers, they'll come and,
power wash?
Well, not even the power wash part, but like some of the bricks are need to be redone, I think, okay? Do they really?
No.
No.
No, they don't.
They don't.
What is the hardest thing, hardest check you write, hardest money you spend?
Hardest thing? Well,
we talked about it
on news.
That's disgusting, Stoney. Please. Those of us on this side of the table are disgusted.
I know. Christy will be upset.
2485. She wasn't upset. She was more upset for Heather. 2485399797. Ticket text 97136. The most difficult money you spend things on, or whatever I'm trying to say. Now, Tony, I've never experienced this myself.
Okay.
But you have been portrayed at times on these airwaves by Stoney and others who came before me as not being... Yeah, somebody more thrifty with your money, shall we say.
I'm frugal, yeah.
You're frugal.
Still waiting for that lunch for the hot dog.
Okay.
I haven't forgotten.
Okay. So what do you find the most difficult to actually spend money on? Like, you love going to movies, so you don't mind doing that.
No.
Is there a purchase you make where you're like, God, I think that I just feel this is a waste of money?
Is there... this is going to sound so bizarre considering... what I do, but I have a really hard time with clothes.
Okay.
Purchasing
clothes. Because you figure I got shirts, I got pants, I'm good. They work for me, whatever.
Correct.
Why do I need to get new stuff?
And I did get some new stuff recently from a place because I was doing some television work. And it was just hard for me because look, if I have a T-shirt and a pair of sweatpants,
you're
I'm
fine.
Good.
Okay.
You had to buy new stuff when you lost all that weight, though, didn't you?
That's the other reason I had to do it as well.
That's a good reason.
Right.
That's a very good reason.
But, I have a hard time with clothes.
I hear
spending
you.
Money on clothes.
That's a fair point. That's a fair one. Other people, of course, love buying clothes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Like me.
Like Heather.
Like Heather,
loves buying
yes.
clothes.
There's a few things. One, obviously, it just bothers me. And water.
Bottled water.
Bottled water. It's like... You're basically paying for.
We don't
the
have to, though.
I know, you're right. Well, you didn't have to do the tree thing. You don't have to.
Well, that's true, but.
Yeah.
You'd be an a-hole.
But I guess what I'm saying is there's ways around it.
Right. The number one, it's my own fault because I buy a lot of it, so to speak. And I really technically don't need as much as is insurance. The only way it's worth it is if I die.
That's hard because normally put out so much money and you don't ever have to use it.
Yeah.
So
right.
you're just waste. It feels like you're wasting
right.
your money when
right.
you really do need insurance.
Right. Yeah. In a best case scenario, you never use it.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, for me, there is something that I really hate spending money on, and I don't have to do it very often at all. But an incident did come up rather recently, and it was buying flowers for somebody. I hate flowers. I don't want flowers. Flowers die. They're expensive.
People die.
Yeah, exactly.
But they did.
Dogs
flowers die.
Die
in like 3-4 days. And to me, they're so expensive for a nice bouquet. It feels like such a waste of money. So recently, it was my sister's birthdays. And my other sister and I were going to go in together and buy him a gift. Great thing to do, right? So I was like, okay, here's my limit. This is how much I want to spend for both of them combined. She goes off. She's like, let's order him flowers. Okay. Great. She ended up sending me a text message with how much I owed her. and I was instantly upset because it was so expensive.
Were they delivered?
They were delivered.
Okay.
But we ended up we didn't because I changed the order. She originally wanted to spend almost $500.
Whoa.
For two bouquets delivered to their homes.
How many flowers in the bouquet?
50.
$500?
Because it was their 50th birthday.
So $10
we did
a
not
rose
spend that much money because I called the florist and instantly changed the order.
$500 on flowers?
Yes.
Are you sure they weren't?
I was outraged.
Are you sure they weren't flowers to plant and live
no.
forever?
They weren't
no.
like they weren't like orchids and stuff like that
no.
that cost a lot of money.
Was it
no.
a marijuana plant?
No. No, it wasn't.
$500? I mean,
for flowers that are going to die in 3 days.
Because I'll be honest,
I hate flowers.
So if Colin wants to do the grand gesture for you, it does not involve flowers.
I mean, he's gotten me a bouquet of flowers before,
and
but that I'm just okay,
guess who
great.
Won't be doing the 1-800 Pro Flowers campaign this year.
No. I just yeah, I'm
she's,
not.
She's straight from Aunt Teddy Bear.
No.
Yeah.
I hate, and they're expensive.
It's funny because I have come to the conclusion, because there are certain higher end, because Christy still likes getting flowers. I'm sure Cindy
yes.
does too. There are certain higher end flower shops where it's like, you can get a dozen roses, sorry, at Kroger
yes.
for $9.99.
Yes.
And they look great.
Yes. Even for Valentine's Day, they only bump them up a little bit.
Well, whatever, yes. but I'm just saying, like, you can bring your wife a dozen roses, and unless she's like a total label snob, I just don't get why another place, I'm not naming names,
mm-hmm.
why a dozen red roses are $80 there, but $9.99
Jamie,
there.
A
I don't get it.
Because at those places, those flowers live 5 days as opposed to Kroger. They
That's
only
a
live 4 days.
Crap. No, I know. But it's a crime. I mean,
of course.
We've all bought flowers where you get them home and you're like, and they're dead.
And that's.
And then I bought some at Kroger.
What a waste of money.
For a solid week.
Yeah. I have a guy I'm pretty close with who owns, his family owns a florist. If he's listening, call in. Tell us why.
Tell us why you charge so much.
Why your flowers are better than Kroger's. On the ticket text, we have rental tuxedos. You get it for one night, it's expensive as hell and usually fits sloppy.
That's good.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. That I totally agree with that.
Yes.
So to combat that, I bought a tuxedo
right.
probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and even that sucked spending money on. Because I'm like, really
going to wear it? Maybe
I'm gonna wear it
a few
once
times.
A year,
right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, if you
know?
Wear it once a year and you have it for 8 nights,
it pays for itself.
Yes.
But okay, that's another one. I have a hard time paying for things where it pays for itself.
I know.
Like for example,
down the road
at Kroger, right? Peanut butter, you get two jars. Lashed together, it's like $12, but you buy one jar, it's $7.
Right, so you're saving $2.
Yeah, but I have a hard time with that sometimes. Like, I'd rather get the one jar and go, I'll just save the money
now.
No,
I'll buy the big stuff.
You'll go to Costco or Sam's Club.
Or not even if I'm at CVS, I'll buy, like, you know, the 200
the
baby aspirins as opposed to, like, the 50. Even,
yeah.
It's cheaper. Homeowner Association dues.
Oh, that's good, too.
I don't mind paying those.
What your Homeowner's Association does.
That's a good point.
Here's one for me that I can't stand. The yearly, especially now that my girls don't go
to college soon, aren't they?
Right, so they don't go to religious school anymore. The synagogue dues. Look, it's a great synagogue, but I only go basically 2 or 3 times a year. Why am I spending like $2,000 or $3,000?
But it's not mandatory, is it?
I don't know if it's mandatory, but it's...
See, our church is more like on your honor. Like they say, well, we kind of recommend you spend this amount, but it's not like they're checking your ID
at
the door.
Well, you get like tickets for the high holiday services.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. Don't you remember the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode?
I didn't see that one, no.
Oh, Larry David's
scalping tickets
in front of the synagogue, yes.
Brent has texted in, paying for new tires is the worst. Ton of money, and you don't even know for certain you will get a blowout the next day. I feel like I'm plugging this place. I totally... There's certain tire stores,
yes.
Ding Ding,
yes.
where if you get your tires there, anything bad that happens, you can go back in and take care of it. And it's great service always, every time I've been there. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.